That's powerful. It's helpful talking to you about these things because we know no one ever talks about them. So just beginning to talk about those thoughts, it really is exciting. I had a couple questions. One thing I wanted to talk about was, because Prince is so important to me, and you were talking about the ways in which, or, you know, basically why he was killed, or what was so threatening about his messages. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, he is a freedom fighter. He wanted love for every single person. To, like you said, as Prince said, for love to rule us all. But he's been helpful for me because things like, you know, thinking about property, because he went through the whole, you know, I made this music. You weren't there when this is my baby. You know, and I think that was a moments like that for him where it clarified, there's a wall, there's a ceiling that I need to bust through. That's been really helpful for me to see a person who struggled with that, and seeing in my life how then I can move forward in terms of breaking those barriers. How else do you feel Prince? What has been the most helpful to you that Prince has shared with you recently? I mean, we already talked about many of that, but anything else that, because I mean, like I said, property was the one thing that was like, wow, like that just, you know, and it makes me like now, I've always kind of been weary and like, what the heck, like with maps, how there could be these lines that divide us and keep us, you know, separate, though. This is California and this is another state. And, with sexuality, he's so dynamic with it being authentic and expressing things that are really helpful. Like, I think, like, if you're a teenager wanting to learn about your sexuality, like, that's...
Well, I think we have to talk about definitions and we're so stuck in the terms and the mindset and the frames of power that we have to begin creating a different frame, which is why we're discussing the Rainbow Children. And because when you talk about young people discovering their sexuality, he's using the word in a much bigger sense than simply power has done a good job of taking the words that it's threatened by. And they realized sexuality was one they needed to claim. Freedom is one they needed to claim. They have. And we're taught powers, definitions of those words. Sexuality for Prince was not distinguishable from his soul, his self. He was a whole human being. We can't talk about sexuality in Prince's sense unless we talk about the whole human being. There wasn't a moment he wasn't a sexual being, and we're conditioned to compartmentalize our lives. Mm-hmm. And that is, in fact, conditioning to be a slave.
Yeah.
So there's big conversations that need to happen around the frame itself, that we're conditioned to think in terms of everything about a system of control is dependent, is simultaneously about compartmentalization, because that's the key to controlling us. is to separate us from our bodies, separate us from our souls, separate us from our minds, separate us from each other, separate us from the earth.
So my question is was, just we're giving props to Prince, did Prince help you get to that
understanding? We were on the same path.
Because you had already been thinking about that. I mean,
yeah, oh, obviously,
at the same time, because yeah. Rambo Children, 2001, Waking Up was 2004?
Nine. You mean the book I wrote?
Waking Up.
Is 2009.
2009. But, and then 2009 was around the time that, well, 2010 came right after that. I'm just trying to think of where he was at in terms of his thought process. But that to that realization, what you said, it was just, I'm glad you said that, that our sexuality isn't something that's separate. It's just, you know, that these separate things are false, that, you know, we are whole people, you know. And that's why I think young people need to go listen to him, because that is an explanation that no one else says.
But it has to be discussed.
Oh, totally. Yeah, discussed. Yes, but that gives you so much when you hear someone say, when you hear Prince singing about, this is who I am, this is my sexuality, this is my fantasy, that
because this is implicit. It all of his key messages are in his music, even if that's not the explicit subject matter. Like, for instance, sexuality, the song I believe that got him targeted is making this point that we are these whole human beings and we need to claim our whole self. But it's also present, for instance, in a song like Raspberry Beret, where but that would have to be discussed even more. It has to, there's more to unpack there. But when he is obviously, he's showing us in that story, I am this whole person. I am sexual. When this woman that I'm turned on by walks in the store, she has my full attention, you know? He was busy doing a little bit of nothing, a little different from the day before, but he, you know, it was irrelevant. But when a system of power claims our lives, it is sitting on our ability to be who we are. So that's implied in the song. It would not be one I would suggest for discussion because it's too much to unpack. But my point is that he is consistent throughout his entire almost 40 years of doing music. He is a consistent whole person. And that is what each of us aspires to be if we're free. And we want to be free, you know.
Rap to us. Well, thank you. We will have to, next thing we do, unpack him a little bit more. Yeah.
Anytime.
All right. That's anytime. That's all we have.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.